apart from some costs incurred to comply with health and safety regulations related to COVID-19, Astral's interim performance has largely been unaffected by the pandemic. During the period, the group faced higher feed input costs, which was partially offset by higher poultry selling prices. Revenues up just over 4%, while operating profit grew nearly 9%. The group has, however, opted to hold on to its interim dividend to prepare for the fallout of the virus. And the company's CEO, Chris Schutter, joins us now to reflect on these numbers. Thanks so much, Chris, for your time this evening. So like I say, revenue up 4%, operating profit gaining 8%, HEPS up slightly as well. But the focus now is on how hard you're expecting COVID-19 to hit, bearing in mind that not much of the lockdown or economic distress that has come to the fore has been reflected over this reporting period.
Good evening, Alicia. Yes, the lockdown came about on the 26th of March and our year-end interim results was on the 30th, so hardly any impact. So it's going to be a year of two halves for us from a financial perspective. Going forward, a couple of things happening. First of all, the Moody's downgrade, the impact on the rand, as you are aware, we import a lot of our raw materials, so that's going to have a major impact on our input cost. And, of course, the closure of the QSR market completely, which is about 20% of local production or consumption, will have a detrimental impact on the mix of product in South Africa. So going forward, I don't think a pretty picture for any South African business. Currently, we're operating at 100%. It's, as we report, all our operations are functioning well. But I think the problem will be definitely in the second half, which is normally not our better half because of winter and people spending money elsewhere, is also going to be impacted by the unemployment rate.
Yeah.
Just before the lockdown, unemployment was on 28%. I'm sure it's going to expected in line with some economist predictions to 40%. So disposable income will have an impact on Astral's product and on the poultry industry as a whole.
And that's going to impact the demand side of the equation quite aggressively. We'll be getting into further detail on that in just a bit, Chris. Before we do, COVID regulations have started to impact your cost base already, which starts to put at risk the operating profit growth that you have managed to see over this period. How much so?
Alicia, we had to do a couple of things. The first thing is, of course, the safety measures, the deep cleaning and the health measures, that comes at a cost. You, when you open up an abattoir facility or processing plant in the morning, you have to screen test every person that comes in. You can't bring them into the facility at the same rate because of distancing. So it takes you about double or three times as long as just to get the factory start up and to do shift changes. So that will have an impact on us. And then, of course, there is additional cost to a procuring and stockpiling some of your essential products that you need, micro minerals, PPE products, and so forth. So that will have an impact, and we will most probably see that escalate during the second half of our year, when these costs will stay with us. And that is on top of a number of other extraordinary costs we have with infrastructure problems.
Yeah.
We are aware of the Standerton water crisis, load shedding will come online again. So I think from a cost perspective, we're in for a tough ride.
Absolutely, because so far, and you've highlighted in your results, something like you know, the higher costs you've been experiencing at the base, but more especially higher feed input costs have been able to be passed through, Chris, via higher selling prices. But if you now couple that with higher operating costs at the base, do you see the ability to offset cost pressures being sustained, given the strained demand scenario that you pointed out right at the top?
Alicia, it's going to be very difficult to, over the next 6 months, 12 months, to pass on any input cost to the consumer market. I simply don't believe there will be the ability to take on price increases. It's going to be difficult. We most probably will try and to put input costs through to the consumer, but I don't think it's going to fly well. Just we were hoping on a improvement on input costs, especially from the feed perspective, which is 65% of our total cost.
Yeah.
And we're expecting a bumper crop at 15.2 million tons versus last year's 11 million tons. So we were hoping for that to have a positive impact, but now with the weakening of the rand, we're now paying 500 rand a ton more for maize locally than what we would have at 14.14 to the dollar. So that positive outlook we had, together with the higher import tariff that was put in place earlier this year, part of the master plan, both of those are now being nullified by both the impact of the Moody's report and, of course, the state we're in currently, both the economy and the emergency status.
So with that being the case and, you know, your margins looking to be very compromised moving forward, Chris, how are you foreseeing that battle against imported products, you know, rearing its head again? Because it makes up at the moment about 30% of consumption. It's been a battle you've been fighting for the longest while, and one got a sense that it had started getting a little bit easier. Does this now throw a complete spanner in the works?
Well, partly so. We unfortunately only have import figures up to the end of March. We haven't from SARS received the April impact and the early part of May, so we don't know if there's going to be a influence from the import tariff. But I think both the import tariff together with the currency weakening would make it more difficult to import any product, not just chicken. So we will look out for that and report on it when we have hard facts. But besides that, you know, even if that reduced by 10 or 20%, I still believe it's going to be a tough market. The country is currently producing a bit more chicken than last year this time, I think all in anticipation of better market conditions. And I think there's going to be a glut of protein on the market, very different from what we experience elsewhere in the world where there's a shortage of meat. I think South Africa in a different position. And we will have to watch our cost, and that's about the only thing we can do over the next 6 to 12 months is to exercise and to execute our strategy and focus on cost and efficiencies.
Chris, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Chris Schutter is, of course, CEO of Astral Foods. Well, an oversupply of fresh chicken in the market, poultry imports remaining high. These are some of the lingering issues in the sector. And Isaac Breitenbach from the Poultry Association of South Africa joins us now on the line with more of an overview of the state of the industry. Thanks so much, Isaac, for your time this evening. So we had the poultry master plan recently concluded, and we were chatting to Chris just ahead of this, who's highlighted that better market conditions were being anticipated. In fact, some of the forecasts were anticipating increased production and that expected to be even higher in the second half of the year. Is that now simply a thing of the past?
Well, Alicia, no, definitely not. I think we see the whole COVID incident that's happening that's going to be with us for quite some time. Just for what it is, it's an incident, something that we didn't expect, and will impact us. And as Chris has said, the impact on the industry is hugely negative. Mm-hmm. But if we take a little bit forward look at what we can expect, the master plan is still there. We have implemented a number of master plan actions, and we must ask why the master plan is there. And the master plan is there to save an industry that has been in distress for the last 10 years. COVID has made it more difficult for us. And the question then is, what is it that we need to achieve? What is it that we need to fix the industry? And all the parties in the master plan, the poultry importers, the labor unions, AFASA, all of us agreed that we really only have one massive problem. And that problem is illegal trade in poultry. And we all signed and agreed with Minister Patel and the DISA that we need to address that. Now, we are addressing that on two fronts. The one front is obviously in terms of dumping. And I can reveal that we have found more dumping from 5 different countries, Brazil plus 4 European countries, and we will address that. And then secondly, we had a meeting with SARS this morning. Chris referred to that about illegal imports, imports that are sold way below its production cost, and imports that are declared at the wrong price, not to pay the tariff. And we are making progress with both those actions.
Okay. So, Isaac, if we look at that master plan, I mean, you say it's important to look at what it wanted to achieve or what it wants to achieve, and that's to protect the domestic chicken market. It's to stimulate local demand and then to boost exports as well. But it was also looking at investments worth anything between 1.5 billion and a further 1.6 billion rand to actually increase production by 10 to 20%. Are those investments continuing ahead?
Alicia, the way I would like to explain it is to say that the first thing, we're in a desperate situation now with COVID. But if we look at that, the industry is actually in a privileged position. We have been able to produce chicken, obviously with a higher cost level, during this period up until now. So we sit with an intact supply chain. And that is hugely important. What has happened in America is that 40% of abattoirs meat, that's not only poultry, that would be pork and beef as well, 40% of the abattoirs in the U.S. Is currently affected. And it is such a big problem that President Trump actually brought out the law to say that these facilities must carry on, even though they are a risk for people working there. We are not in that position. If we look at the period after COVID, we have an industry that committed to government that we will ensure food security and food availability.
Is it still making is it still following through with capital expenditure, though? Because this is a very uncertain time where many players are simply hitting pause.
That what you're saying is absolutely true. We committed 1.5 billion as an industry to expansion. The first company that expanded, that expansion is done, and that is the increase in production that Chris referred to. Some of the other companies had to put their physical expansion on hold simply because the construction industry is not working. But I believe that there is still enough in this industry that we will carry on with that particular expansion. And that expansion is needed. When the level of imports are coming down, we need to replace that volume
of
chicken.
And Isaac, I guess it's even more crucial where we're looking to, kind of increase our export market capability as well, with exports at the moment only accounting for, 2% of total production. It's a conversation that we're going to have to pursue further at a later stage. We've run out of time, but Isaac, thanks so much for having joined us this evening. Isaac Breitenbach is with the Poultry Association.